The number of Czechs with a private pension plan grew by almost 10% last year, reaching 3.6 million at the end of 2006, according to figures released by the Finance Ministry on Friday. That means one in three Czechs are now members of private pension schemes. Earlier this week, it was reported that the Ministries of Labour and Finance are preparing an amendment to the law on private pensions. They want to raise clients' yields and attract more money to funds. There are 10 pension funds in the Czech Republic, down from 44 when the private pension scheme was introduced in 1994.
The Czech Republic's heavy vehicle tolling system will use 80% satellite and 20% microwave technology when its second phase, focused on principal roads, begins next year. The Austrian company which is running the system, Kepsch, wanted to use more microwave technology, something which the Czech Transport Ministry was against. Kapsch had envisaged building 200 new toll bridges, but the greater use of satellite technology means that only half that number will be built. Electronic tolling began on the Czech Republic's motorways and dual carriageways at the start of January.
Industry and Trade Minister Martin Riemann said this week that he wants to extend the mining limits for brown coal in two mines in North Bohemia. The existing limits, introduced in 1991, were put in place to protect local communities. But Minister Riemann said extending mining would not threaten any villages. His plan is likely to face opposition. The coalition government has pledged not to break existing mining limits.
The Czech food production industry may have seen record sales last year, but it's nevertheless in crisis, Hospodářské noviny reported. The head of the Czech Food Producers Chamber told the Daily that the sector has now been stagnating for 3 years, since accession to the European Union significantly increased competition. Industry figures say there are two possible solutions: more promotion of Czech food on the domestic market and a greater focusing of exports on countries to the east, such as Russia, Romania and Bulgaria.
You can hear a summary of the business news again same time next week.